You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anthropic's Claude has just released a new model of Claude. This is something that I have been begging for a while, because Anthropic, which was one of the top, it was number two for quite a while, feels like it's fallen to number four, maybe behind Google and maybe behind XAI. I'm not just saying that, they literally couldn't search the internet. They didn't have their reasoning models. It felt like they were falling behind. They finally come out with a new model. They're addressing a lot of these issues or perceived shortcomings. I've talked to some people deep in the tech and AI space on some of the technical aspects of it, because Claude seems to be the model that all of my developer friends are using. So I have some really interesting insights on all of that that I'm going to be breaking down, and also just how good this is, how competitive they are, if you should be using Claude with this new model drop. Before we get into that, Jamie, why don't you tell us a little bit about the AI Hustle School community?
Yeah. So if you have not heard about our school community yet, you need to click the link in our description and go check it out. We have over 341 members, all interested in making money and growing their businesses using AI. So we have a lot of different things to talk about. We have a lot of exclusive bonus content each week that we release, talking about how we are specifically making money with AI, and get into the nitty-gritty details. We have a hustle about the Amazon influencer hustle that I do, and I personally made over $25,000 last year doing, and I'm trying to scale it this year with AI. We have marketing growth hacks. We also have AI consultant content. We have all kinds of stuff. Not to mention, there is a lot of other individuals who have a similar mindset and want to grow using AI. So it's just a great place to be. It's only $19 a month. We've had it at $100 in the past. And so if you join right now at $19 a month, you lock in that price forever. So no matter what we raise it to in the future, you're stuck at the $19 a month. So I would encourage you to check it out if that interests you. We love it, and we put a lot of time and energy into it. But today we're talking about Claude, and Claude is one that I was also using a lot and found myself using it less and less just because of the lack of features. And so this new feature, Claude 3.7 Sonnet, has some of the reasoning and thinking capabilities that some of the other platforms have also released. And what I think is interesting about that, a lot of people don't really understand what it is, but if you ever have interacted via voice to ChatGPT, for example, before it gives you the actual response you're looking for, it adds in some filler words and some things like that. And it kind of just word vomits a little bit until it, gains traction. So the thinking is sort of a way to get the response you're looking for. And then you also reduce hallucinations and things like that. It references different data sets on the internet and gives you just a better answer overall. So Jaden, have you used this yet, or what have you heard about it?
So I've heard some interesting things. If you're watching on video, you can see, I'll share the screen and show you a couple cool demos, but otherwise we'll explain it all. But you can watch it over on Spotify or YouTube, which there's links in the description, I believe, to our YouTube. So in any case, something that's interesting about Claude, the new version, they got this drop down, kind of like what ChatGPT had, even though ChatGPT said they're trying to get away from the drop downs with a million models. So you automatically are selected with their latest model. What's interesting, though, and this is only available to premium users, I will say, you can just get it to do what is called normal mode or extended mode. Extended mode is only for pro. This is best for math and coding problems. Normal is just what you would use for every day. And essentially what I think extended mode is, it's very similar to Grok's Think. ChatGPT has some versions of this, but it's pretty much telling it, think longer, use more compute, I'm willing to wait an extra amount of time. This is kind of what OpenAI's 01 and 03 models were that took like a long time. They were just kind of like a think model. I like the UI that, honestly, even that Claude and that XAI have done. XAI with Grok, they just have like a little think button. I like that. And I've seen that a couple other places. I think Perplexity might do it as well. In any case, I like the concept where it's like, this is a very important question. You know, I was recently asking it a question about like trademarks, which we have an entire episode on the AI Hustle School community about using the think tool on Grok and some things you probably should be using it for your business. So you can go check that out if you want, if you're part of the AI Hustle School community. But like, if it's something really important, like I have like a trademark question about a business and like some lawyer sent me something, like I need to know that, you know, without getting a lawyer, like if I just want the best advice an AI can give me, it has to think really hard about it. So I love that concept. And that's essentially what they have allowed you to do. Again, it's only for paying users. And if you want to pay for Claude, it's pretty similar. It's $20 a month, or it's $216. So you save 10% if you get it annually. But anyways, I think that is a very useful thing that they've added, which is essentially trying to get into what everyone else is doing with kind of these deep research and these like thinking model things. Jamie, is this something that you would use yourself personally? Do you always want the fastest answer? Or are there times when you're like, oh, it's worth waiting and getting a potentially better answer?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, a lot of times when I ask a question, it seems to give like the most obvious basic answer first, which makes sense. But a lot of times I want to know more. You gave a great example on our last school community episode where your wife wanted a workout plan, but she has specific you know, needs health wise and specific to her body type and all that. And it was able to basically research and come up with the best workout plan for her, very detailed, and gave, you know, reasonings why for each exercise, and just was really well thought out. So I think there's a lot of use cases where you do want, you know, a deeper answer, especially if you're, you know, like for me, I've looked up, you know, like marketing strategies before, and you know, a basic marketing strategy really isn't going to cut it. It's kind of what every, you know, jerk on TikTok knows. But if you really want to know like the specifics or have it do research for you, that's a great way to do that.
Okay, one thing I wanted to mention that was really interesting about this new model is that you can actually pick how much compute or how much thinking you want it to do. And apparently Claude 3.7 Sonnet, which by the way, they skipped a number because the last one was 3.5. So they skipped 3.6, just went straight to 3.7. I'm not sure what that's all about, if it's a totally different model or I have no idea. Anyways, it's just kind of funny. But it will cost about $3 per million input tokens, meaning you could essentially put in like 750 words, which is more than the entire Lord of the Rings series, according to TechCrunch, we'll have you know. And that costs about $3 to input that if you want to get an output. So like you could put in a ton of stuff, $3. It's $15 per million output tokens though. So if you were going to get it to generate the whole Lord of the Rings series, that would cost you about $15. Obviously it's different, but I just think it's important to kind of know like what the breakdown on cost is. So that actually makes it more expensive than what OpenAI has with their O3 mini model. But again, that's their mini model. When the full O3 model comes out, I think that's a better thing to compare it to. And DeepSeek is about 55 cents per million input tokens. So, you know, DeepSeek is still also significantly cheaper than that. But in any case, it's very interesting because they call this thing a hybrid model, meaning it actually answers the question twice, like fast and slow, which is interesting. So it's, you know, it's a single model that can give both real-time answers and also more considered thought-out answers to questions. You just get to pick which one, you know, which one you, if you want to activate their reasoning model. So that's kind of interesting. But yeah, we have a bunch of other models that have done kind of similar things. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they can really pull away. Again, they have the chain of thought, like the thought process breakdown that we see from a lot of other models. And anecdotally, what I've heard from developers that are actually using this for code, because that's honestly the biggest use case I have with Grok, is that they feel like they rushed, or with Anthropic's Claude, they feel like they rushed this push essentially because they wanted a reasoning model like everybody else. So they have the reasoning model and it breaks down the chain of thought reasoning. they feel like they rushed the push to get that there, but it actually, like, the base model got worse is what I've heard from a bunch of developers. But they say because they can see the chain of thought reasoning, if it gives them code and the code's not good, they can go look at the reasoning, see where it got it wrong, go tweak their prompt and often get it to fix it. But it's just like, they just say it's more effort. Instead of just asking it a question, just getting a response, now they got to ask it a question, look at the chain of thought, go tweak their prompt again, and then probably get a better response. I think in the long run, this is the way to go. And even if they had to go back a couple steps, like, it's the path forward, and it's going to make all the future stuff better. So, like, I understand why they get it, but it is, I guess, probably frustrating for a lot of developers or people that might use it for very, very specific kind of technical use cases to feel like it might have got a little worse.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I feel like it hasn't been that long since OpenAI released their, you know, deep research reasoning. I mean, it can't be more than a month to 6 weeks ago. Yeah. So I think everyone's just kind of trying to catch up and launch their own version of it to stay in the game and not get, you know, left behind. So, but yeah, I'm sure they'll fix a lot of these bugs with the regular version and stuff like that. But
yeah.
And anyways, if you enjoyed this episode or got any value out of it, please be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate those. And also be sure to check out our school community if you want to learn how we are making money with AI and how you can do the same. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.